Today, the Federal Aviation Administration said it had discovered malicious software from email in its computer system earlier this year, the result of an apparent cyber attack. The FAA says it found no damage, and identifying who might be behind an attack like that is difficult. Cyber attackers usually use a series of computer networks to hide their location, networks called botnets. They're invisible, but they're not silent. From our contributing station KUOW in Seattle, Carolyn Adolph reports.
Botnets are gangs of computers that can be made to steal banking credentials from people or crash websites, even rob banks. One mistaken click can bring the malware on board. Millions of computers are infected worldwide, and if yours is one of them...
You never know. It's literally all around us. You and I probably have both passed by half a dozen computers today that are infected with botnets.
This is Ben Rubin. He's a media artist at the Office for Creative Research in New York.
Botnets want to just live their invisible lives and not announce their existence.
Until Microsoft gave him an unusual assignment: give the botnets a voice. He did that by attaching specific sounds to different kinds of infections and then letting the live data stream make the voices.
So this is the sound of infected devices asking for criminal instructions to the cyber criminals.
David Finn is director of Microsoft's Cybercrime Center at the company's headquarters in Redmond, Washington.
Although it doesn't sound like it, what they're effectively doing is saying, what bank account should I steal from? What banks should I drain people's money from?
What you're hearing is only a fraction of the data pouring in from millions of computers.
You're hearing a sound. Every 30,000 times we get a signal, you hear that sound. And every 150,000 times, the city name is called out. So here's it. So you'll hear. Just listen for a moment.
Palo Alto.
London. You're hearing the different location of where the infections are coming from. And London and Paris will have different kinds of crime depending on what kinds of malware were most effective in different locations.
You can hear the infected computers, the slaves. You can't hear their masters. And the masters are what everyone is looking for.
Four cease and desist for China?
Here in Microsoft's evidence room, they're looking for the data trails that will show where these control centers are.
A lot of what happens here are what I would think of as the preliminary, behind-the-scenes, technological, in-the-trenches work that we then hand off to law enforcement so that law enforcement can do what only it can do.
What's done is done brilliantly by Microsoft and also our Department of Justice.
This is Joe Demarest, Assistant Director of the FBI's Cyber Division in Washington, D.C.
They pursue legal process or civil injunctions to order the company to stop doing what they're doing.
The feds go to court to take over the IP address and then break the connection between the cyber criminals and the botnets. This doesn't stop the botnets from begging for orders every couple of seconds. But at least the danger to the user and others ends there. Back in Redmond, David Finn focuses the controls on a botnet called Citadel. Citadel has been taken down, but millions of infected computers are still out there.
You can also drill down. There are actually different families of Citadel. So I want to just show you what we can do with this, which is kind of a cool, again, using sound to try to understand how the cyber criminals operate. So again, you listen. What you're hearing are essentially the infected machines touching us, but you're hearing it rather than seeing it.
This is the stew of infections in New York. There's a signature honk. And this is the stew in Tokyo. Sounds almost like voices. But what can sound really tell us about cybercrime? Ben Rubin, the designer, says the sound patterns
might prompt someone to ask a question or wonder about something that hadn't previously been noticed before. Why are there all these hits coming in the afternoon from this particular slice of the globe?
The botnet Citadel, for example, was cracked when the locations of infected computers were mapped, and investigators could see how few computers in Russia and Ukraine were involved. That led them to find the master computers on the eastern side of the border. Microsoft's David Finn says with sound,
We haven't reached these eureka moments of insight yet.
Except for this one. Legions of infected computers are calling out, and now we can hear them. For Here and Now, I'm Carolyn Adolph.